The Church Media Podcast, episode number 8, The Cutting Room Floor. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for creating dynamic experiences and building solid production teams at your church.
Video, audio, lighting, stage design, volunteer culture, and more.
You can find the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the heart of the South, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hey, and welcome to episode number 8 of the Church Media Podcast. I'm Carl Barnhill, your host. This is the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church. We talk about video, audio, lighting, stage design, how to build your volunteer culture, and more. It's my goal to give you the tools and the confidence that you need to use media at your church or through your ministry where people meet Jesus and they grow in their relationship with Him. This week, we're going to be taking a look at how sometimes our projects and designs would be better if we didn't leave everything in. Sometimes the best thing we can do is leave stuff on the cutting room floor. Remember, you can find the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast. There you're going to get the show notes for this episode. I'm also going to give you a link to download a PDF of the content of this episode so that you can take that back, you can print it out, and you can share it with your volunteers if you'd like. You can also listen to past episodes of the show and more. Again, that address is 1230media.com/podcast. All right, we're going to get right to the content of this episode, but first, I want to tell you about how you can get media content custom designed for your church or your ministry. Sermon bumpers, promo videos, song support videos, countdowns, and more. Check this out. I'll be right back.
At 1230 Media, we help you create experiences where people meet Jesus and grow in their relationship with Him. We offer custom media. This is content designed specifically for your church or ministry. We produce custom sermon bumpers, countdowns, promotional videos, motions, song support and lyric videos, pre-service announcement loops, and more. We offer a la carte pricing as well as package pricing on all of our custom media content to fit any budget. You don't have to have a full design team on staff to create stunning media content. We've got you covered. Partnering with you to see people meet Jesus and grow in their relationship with Him. 1230 Media. Create the experience.
We have a blast creating custom media content for churches. It's really a lot of fun. You can get started today by going to 1230media.com. All right, this week's content comes from an article that I was asked to write for Sunday Mag, which is an online magazine put together by my friend Jonathan Malm. The articles are written by church media directors, designers, and creatives. They are on topics of creativity, leadership, and creative process, among others. You can check it out at sundaymag.tv. Okay, with any project, it can be much more powerful to leave things out rather than keep everything in. Let's think about some of the most recognizable brands in our culture. Brands like FedEx, Nike, and Apple keep their designs extremely clean and simple. In these designs, what isn't there is just as important as what is there. Without the negative space in these designs, they would not be the recognizable brands they are today. Think about it. The Nike swoosh and the Apple icon is all you need to see and know these brands. The design doesn't even need the Nike or the Apple name on it for us to know who the company is and what they stand for. Sometimes negative space can actually help your design be simpler, cleaner, and really more effective. This can be true for any creative art form: graphic design, video, motion graphics, audio, lighting, or even stage design. When designing your next project, I want you to consider these three filters. Number one, just because you got it doesn't mean you should use it. We all know that just because your software comes loaded with tons of bells and whistles doesn't mean that you need to use them. I started my career over 10 years ago editing a television program on an Avid system. I've also produced projects using Final Cut and all the Adobe products that are out today. I pretty much live in After Effects and a few other programs every day. I literally do not use 50% of the effects, transitions, and other tools that are built into these programs. It's not because I don't know what they do or why they're there. It's because my projects would not benefit from their use. The same is true for your lighting, audio, stage design, and video projects. Just because your gear has a tool doesn't necessarily mean that you should use it. So you may ask the question, how do you know which tools to use or which tools not to use? Well, most of this comes with experience, and I certainly haven't arrived by any means, but the longer that you're in a field, the more you know if an aspect of design is an industry standard or if it's a trend. And as you learn, watch other designers. Watch network television. Look at the designs of top professionals in your field. Look not only at their designs, but their process and the tools that they're using to create their project. You're going to learn a ton just by watching the pros, the professionals in your field. If you're a motion graphics guy, watch Fox News. Watch a football game and watch for the lower thirds and the CBS or NBC motion graphics that go along with their programming. Watch that stuff and see what they do and see if you can learn from them. Every tool in your toolbox doesn't necessarily need to be used. Your designs can be much more powerful without them. All right, number two, the simpler the design, the more application it can have. If your design is filled with thin lines or image-heavy elements, its effectiveness on promotional materials like clothing and other applications can be limited. For example, if your design is going to be used on apparel, you want to consider the number of colors in your design and what that will mean for printing costs and other things. Or if your design is going to be seen primarily on screens and devices, you want to be mindful of thin lines or colors that you use, as they may appear different on your monitor than they might appear on other screens or devices. If you keep your design simple, the more application they can have. Number three, it can take more creativity to be simple than complex. There can be a misconception that more is better. More shots, more effects, more sequences must make us look more professional or more creative. One thing I've learned over the years is it can take more creativity to be simple than complex. I've produced countless testimonial videos where one of the biggest challenges was to cut stories down to under 2 minutes. The easier route would have been to let the piece be longer and leave blocks of the interview in. The real creativity really happened under the B-roll, where I had to have the story not only make sense, but remain compelling. Let me give you a trick here that I use that may be helpful to you in your editing. I would take what I call bridge words from other parts of the interview, and I would splice them in to make sentences make sense. For instance, I would try to cut out a lot of ums in someone's speech, but if I needed to get from one thought of their story to another, I might put an or an and or another word that could bridge the gap of thoughts in their story. Now, be careful here. Make sure that the audio flows very smoothly. You don't want to hear something like, "Then I accepted Christ, and he changed my life." You don't want to hear some abrupt audio edit like that. You want to be very fluid in your audio. Then you'd cover that audio edit with B-roll. It may look like a hot mess under the B-roll, but the power of editing is that you can control how you want the story to be told. Obviously, in church world, we don't want to manipulate anyone's story, but in a way you are, so that you can shorten it and make it more powerful for your audience and for your service. Think about it this way. You're pruning it so that the story moves people. Don't think of it as manipulation, but think of it as you're a very powerful editor. How about that? I've learned it can be better for the project to leave stuff out rather than keep everything in. I love watching deleted scenes from movies, especially when there's a director's commentary. you can find out some insight into why particular scenes didn't make the cut in the movie. I remember one scene that a director was explaining that the crew, they spent all day on a particular shot, that it was one of the most beautiful scenes that they had shot for the movie. It was his favorite scene out of everything that they shot. Yet here it was in the deleted scenes. The director explained that in the end, the scene just didn't move the story forward. The movie was better without it. Did you know it's common for a motion picture to have close to a 20-to-1 ratio? For 1 minute of footage, there can be almost 20 minutes or more of unused footage. Think about that. Sometimes your production, your project, your design would be better if you left some stuff out. Design your project. Then ask yourself what is necessary to move the story forward and what is not. Use the negative space in your designs. Cut stuff out. Your project may be more compelling without it. I want to thank you for joining me this week on the Church Media Podcast. My hope and prayer is that we can learn from each other how to create experiences at our churches where people meet Jesus and where they take their next step with Him. Let me know what you think. You can leave a review of the podcast in iTunes, or you can shoot me an email directly at carl@1230media.com. Also, remember, you can grab the show notes for this episode and a PDF version of the content that you can take back for your team. You can print it out. You can email it to your team members. You can get that PDF at 1230media.com/podcast. Click on this episode, look at the show notes, and download that PDF for your team. I want to thank my producer for this episode, the legend himself, David Michael Hyde. David is a contemporary composer and music producer for film and digital media. You can find more about David and even have him compose some music for you and your projects. You can check him out at davidmichaelhyde.com. Thanks again for joining me this week. Go out there, guys, and create some amazing experiences this Sunday. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast. Get the show notes for today's episode at 1230media.com/podcast. And be sure to rate and review this podcast in iTunes. For more free church media resources, visit 1230media.com. We'll see you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.